Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. I was so happy and pleased. One brother, he sent me these questions. Three questions. When you listen to the three questions, it's very unique. And it show up humility, sincerity, truthfulness, and willing to be. This is the way it should be. Seeking consultation, ask question. The problem today with the young generation, they're not willing to do that. The arrogant and ego, and the lack of adab of how to seek knowledge, it make the ego inflate the person to the point he destroy himself. The lucky one who listened to this message, reflect and say, where am I? He asked the first question, whom I seek knowledge from? Whom I seek consultation from? And the first question is very simple. Find someone you trust, you respect his integrity, his knowledge, his stability, his personality, his wisdom, his ability to give you the right advice in the right matter in the right time. And these people is rare. He asked, can it be one? I give him example. If you seek medical consultation, any good doctor in a major critical situation, he tell you, please get a second opinion, third opinion. Is nothing wrong. Apply this to every topic in life except halal is halal, haram is haram, the word of Allah is the word of Allah, the word of the Prophet, the word of the Prophet, and that's it. What about even if his Islamic affair has too many opinions? Be sincere and choose one or choose the most sounded one. What happens if I have too many opinions? I keep seeking knowledge until I find the one. What happens if I'm confused or I'm not sure? Take all the advice of the above. Go to the person you trust in your life. Tell him, this topic, I gain all this knowledge. I get A, B, C, D answer. Tell me, what do you think? He will explain it to you from his knowledge and expertise in life. And even if he doesn't, he will explain to you what to do with it. And he will explain to you step by step how to go about it. What happens if I'm confused or this person is dead? Have a consultation with Allah. I bear witness to Allah. Call Allah Ya Hakim. The owner of wisdom. Beg Allah to give you wisdom. Beg Allah to give you humble and humility. To seek knowledge. To listen to the advice of other. To always seek advice of other and consultation is power. This is your power. Because all this will give you one day the bank amount or the bank account of your information and your expertise in life. What happens if I don't do that? I seek my knowledge with a link or YouTube. All the knowledge will be according to me. And I will never develop the right state of mind and wisdom. Never, 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 I promise you. And when you have a certain topic, not all the topic will be in YouTube and Google. And it's not what Allah advised us to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent Angel Jibreel alayhi salam to give the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the message. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give it to the companion give it to the follower. A chain of knowledge, a chain of comprehending and understanding. Today, the majority of younger generation refuse an ignorant and arrogant of sharing and gaining such knowledge. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of, if you cannot find anything, check your heart. But this has a fiqh. Check your heart and beg Allah to guide you. The problem in here, what happened if my nafs is high? My nafs and my intellect overcome. I tell you, bad news. None of the above will work for you, even if you make dua to Allah. Why? Your dua will be a lie. Because if your dua will be sincere, you will mix it up with consultation with Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you, seek knowledge from the elder, seek consultation from the elder, and after that, after all the above, if you still have any question, call Allah. Wallahi, I swear by Allah, you sincere, Allah will guide you. Allah will guide you. And if you arrogant, shaitan will guide you. Astaghfirullah, shaitan will lead you to the net of the ego and arrogant and make believe until you inflate yourself for to be somebody you're not. Ask me after that, he asked me another question. What happened if the person, I ask him, I do not like his answer? He was very honest. He asked a legitimate, honest question. He said, sometime I do not seek answer and consultation because I'm afraid I will get the answer I do not like. You see his sincerity? May Allah put barakah in him, inshaAllah. I love him for Allah. You see? I send my messages, maybe 200, 300, 400, 500, maybe more, maybe 1,000. Okay, hear my message. One person asked me all this question, only one, only one. And I tell him, use wisdom. You see again, wisdom will come all the time. What happened if two or three sources give me an answer? And if I do not follow it, you get upset. Now ask yourself who you are. What happened if his parents? Now ask yourself. When I was young, one person tell me, you gain Allah, you gain the pleasure of your parents, or you go gain worldly things. Allah will give us a trial. Trial to check our ego, our humble humility, our sincerity, our truthfulness, and our persevering, and humble and humility to our elder, and most of all to Allah Jalla Jalalu and the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, my brother and sister in Islam, a lot of us, we talk like we know the deen, but we do not have no deen. And we are so confused. Messed up, mixed up. Why? We refuse to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the right sequence. This is Allahu Akbar. You become fitna to yourself. You will be fitna to other. You will generate fitna and you will be blind. You will not see it until you will destroy yourself. By yourself. Dunya and Akhirah, and you will not feel it. My dear brother and sister in Islam, listen to his question. Read it carefully. Listen carefully to my audio messages yesterday. I wish to hear more engagement from different people because it will benefit everybody else. If you have any more question or clarification about what I said, Please, don't stop. The early people in one of the early say, Allahu A'lam, Allah know best. Some people consider it to be hadith. Some people consider it to be the word of one of the companion. Some people consider it to be one of the early people. And what does it say? It said, مَا خَابَ مَنْ اسْتَشَارَ وَمَا نَدَمَ مَنْ اسْتَخَارَ. You will never you will never be lost if you seek consultation. And you will never be wrong if you seek consultation from Allah, istikhara. Never, never, never. Allah will always put barakah in you if you are sincere and have the humble humility to do that all the time. All the time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who seek knowledge, seek consultation, verification, make istikhara with Allah all the time. And we beg Allah, oh Allah, plan for me. I do not know how to plan. Oh Allah, choose for me. I do not know how to choose. And don't make me choose except what you choose for me, Allah. And make me content with what you choose for me, Allah. And put barakah in what I choose for me, Allah. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah make us among those, inshaAllah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.